The passing fragmentary nature of time, the epic in the banal, writes our reporter this time, Rachel Andrews. These are the inquiries woven into the new work of artist Daphne Wright. The new work in question is on display over two floors in the Crawford in Cork, as well as in the Butler Gallery in Kilkenny. The shows include new short film work mining the epic in Grand Opera for domestic commentary, but the key material for Wright is unfired clay, conjuring overlooked objects, a shopping trolley, a child's buggy, an old football, all conscripted into what the show's title calls A Quiet Mutiny. Rachel Andrews walked with Daphne Wright past the familiar Turn to Stone at the Crawford in Cork.
The most, but everything is clay. The shopping trolley.
It's the shopping trolley.
The clay
trolley
at the moment captures old, young. It just is the right voice for the ideas. This is it's called Anglepoise Lamp, Still Life, and I've modelled it in unfired clay, and this is a process that I've been working on for about 4 or 5 years to develop. And when I started working with it first, the only thing I could do or wanted to do was just clay with no support. So of course there's a real element that disintegrates and crumbles, and then I began to slowly find and investigate materials that could help support that. But some of it was that idea that it fragmented and has this sense of lost time or lost memory.
Would you use the material until you don't want to use it anymore?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd use it, and then I'd get to a point where I feel like I can't say anything else with it. And then there is a very painful process of you could make very seductive things because you've got the ability then, but I just stop because if I don't feel it's being an artist pushing yourself.
Then if we could just look at the clothes dryer. Yeah. That's fascinating to me.
Everybody has one of these, and they're usually transient, and you find them. I go by people's windows and I see their laundry drying in the window all the time, and usually they're flats or apartments or temporary things. Or you also know when somebody's had a baby because there's loads of wash and they're always in the window near the radiator. So it's like this terrible thing that is always there, this object. And so it's just like begin to really look at that object. And I've hung a piece of fabric that I modeled again in coils, rolled out very thin strips of clay, and then I've looped it over and reinforced it. So, and I've used my modelling tool to write use and time in it. So I feel like the cloths weep down on these, and these are repetitive gestures of repeat washing of these tea towels or vests or whatever they are. And that's where your life, that repetitive thing, which is a vital action.
One of the pieces we saw was a short film.
Well, it's called Song of Songs, and it's based on the Sam, Song of Songs, and that notion of what love is and relationships and jealousy. And I've worked with Othello, and I looked a lot at the final death scenes in opera. And so I've taken that scene and I've put it into a domestic a house. So it is like an epic within the house. And I think these epics go on all the time in domestic homes. If you think about like the clothes rack and the anglepoise lamps, I take things that are everyday and ordinary, and in everybody's life there's passages of transition from childhood to teenage, from teenage to adult, young adult, and then into a old maturity and then old age. And I guess I'm just following those patterns.
So this is a football.
Oh, okay. From, I didn't realize.
Yeah, so yeah. This is one because, you know, football. And I suppose what I've done is I've cast a mould, then I've modelled into it, and then I've put the scratches and scratches, because this is just like what we'd have. It would be kicked to death, kicked everywhere, and then the dog would attack it. And these footballs have such, again, social constructiveness, teamwork and all of that, but also they're passed over, and at the time these are vital, and they know the colour and the name and the quality of them. It's like some kind of archaeological thing abandoned.
And have you been interested in referencing domestic objects or everyday objects, I suppose, for quite some time?
Yeah, I think it's something that's been levelled at my work a lot, even when it's, you know, I've done an enormous stallion, and that has been called domestic. And I suppose I've tried to understand why that is. And then I've begun to move the goalposts for myself about what domestic, really question this notion of domestic being this place apart from society and apart. And I actually know that that's not true, that for me, domestic is the powerhouse and the hub of the social. You are at the forefront of culture and culture coming in. The idea of domestic being this removed space is totally wrong. It's actually the center of the power and the center of the influence.
Except, I suppose, socially or culturally, it's not often recognized that way.
But it's changing. It is changing. And I think the more you find women writing, and or whoever is the caregiver, it may not necessarily be a woman, but when you find the caregiver who or the guardian begins, their writing has been taken up, they're producing plays, radio programs, books. The world is shifting totally.
Daphne Wright there talking to Rachel Andrews, and Daphne Wright's show A Quiet Mutiny is at the Crawford Art Gallery in Cork until February 2020. Daphne Wright's work is also at the Butler Gallery in Kilkenny as part of the A Most Favourable Soil Group exhibition, which runs until March 2020.